I'm Ricky Bevington. You're listening to Georgia Public Broadcasting. Earlier this month, an Atlanta ministry and a Native American tribe came together to fix a nearly 200-year-old injustice. When the federal government forcibly removed the Wyandot Nation from Ohio in 1843, the tribe gave 3 acres of its sacred land to the United Methodist Church to protect and maintain it.
It was probably in the back of our ancestors' mind that they would eventually come back. It took 176 years.
That's Chief of the Wyandot Nation, Billy Friend. Today, the land includes the original 19th century mission church, as well as a Christian cemetery and a Native American burial ground. During the ceremony, the church formally returned the deed to the land back to the nation. The Global Ministries of the United Methodist Church is now based in Atlanta, and I'm joined by the ministry's General Secretary, Thomas Kemper. He's in studio with me. Thanks for being here.
Great to be here.
So tell me more about the early relationship between the church and the Wyandot Nation.
Yeah, John Stewart was our first missionary in the tradition of what today is Global Ministries. And in 1816, he went to be in mission among the Wyandots in Ohio. He was a black man, which was very unusual at that time to be our first missionary coming from that background. And he went to live and farm with the Wyandot, and what really drew them to him was his singing, more than even his teaching. Even the chief and everybody was talking about that importance of the singing. And he created, I think, a very respectful relationship, because not always missionaries and indigenous people had the best relationship. Very often it led to death and the destruction of a culture. But here it was really a moment where the two came together in a life-giving moment, I believe.
Here's what Chief Billy Friend said about learning that the nation would own the land again.
We as tribes, we have to fight for everything that we get, especially land, land that was formerly ours. But the Methodists came to us this time and made the offer to give the land back.
And why did you decide to return the land in northern Ohio?
We felt it was time to return the land. It was given to us in trust, and it was, last Saturday, a very emotional moment. You have to imagine that basically for 176 years, some Methodists over all these years kept this land. They cared for it. They kept the church going, the building up. And now it was really time to say to the Wyandots, now you take it back. And we have done what we had promised.
And you talked about the emotions. Describe that day of the ceremony. And you were there. You handed the deed back to Chief Friend. Talk about the feelings on both sides among church members and Wyandot Nation members.
It was extremely emotional. I mean, I was there at the moment when I handed the deed to the chief, and the chief had tears in his eyes. So I had some words prepared, but my voice cracked at that moment because I saw the tears in his eyes, and I started to cry. And there were 600-700 people in the open air really witnessing this moment. It was deeply emotional.
You know, we'll be forever grateful to the Methodist, forever indebted to them for keeping the church preserved, keeping it restored to the place where it is today. It was a great day for our people.
And the Wyandot did donate $10,000 to contribute to the upkeep of the church on the land, because the Methodists still run the church, but not the land itself. How will the UMC maintain the relationship in the future?
Yeah, we have clearly said to the Wyandots and to Chief Billy that we want to continue this relationship, even though we have given the land back and the church building back to the Wyandots. So the local United Methodist Church, which is called the John Stewart Memorial Church, will continue the upkeep, because the Wyandots are all in Oklahoma. So they need some local presence, and that will be through the United Methodist Church.
Thomas Kemper is the General Secretary of Global Ministries for the United Methodist Church. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Ricky, for the opportunity.
And we learned more about the Wyandot Nation. They were part of the Huron Confederacy and moved to Detroit in the 18th century. They later settled in Ohio, where they were the last tribe in the state to be forced out by the Indian Removal Act. The Wyandot were also instrumental in the founding of both Detroit and Kansas City, Kansas, over the course of their tribal history. Today, there are more than 6,600 members, with 1,500 in Oklahoma, the rest spread out across the country. For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington.
Thank you, my mother. Thank you, my sister, Tijamé Katar.